Somebody was put, they hadn't taken off the Truma Meisers yet, and he started taking off the Truma Meisers, but they didn't take off all the Truma Meisers that he's going to take from this produce. When he continues taking off the Truma Meisers from this produce, he can take off the Truma Meisers from this produce itself. He doesn't have to take off the Truma Meisers from a different produce to cover for this produce. Even though after he took off partially the Truma Meisers for this produce, so this produce you might think is partially tevel and partially not tevel, so he can't continue to take off the rest of the Truma Meisers from this produce. Instead, he would have to take it off from a different produce to cover for this produce. Because if he takes off the rest of the Truma Meisers from this produce, maybe what is taken for the Truma Meisers is actually from the produce that was covered already by the Truma that he partially took already. And you have to take off Truma Meisers from produce that was not yet covered by Truma and Meisers. So the Mishnah says, no, that's not the case. Even though you took off partially the Truma Meisers, you can take off the rest of the Truma Meisers from this produce itself. You don't have to be concerned that when you continue to take off the rest of the Truma Meisers, maybe you're taking produce that was already covered by the Truma Meisers that you already took. But you cannot use this produce to take off Truma Meisers to cover for a different produce which you had not taken off Truma Meisers from yet. And since you have partially taken off the Truma Meisers from this produce with regard to a different produce, we will look at this produce as if it's partially tevel and partially not tevel. And since it's only partially tevel and partially not tevel, you cannot take from this produce Truma Meisers to cover for a different produce that is completely tevel. You can continue to take off Truma Meisers from this produce to cover for this produce itself, even though this produce is partially tevel and partially not tevel, but you cannot take off Truma Meisers from this produce to cover for a different produce, since this produce is partially tevel and the other produce is 100% tevel. Rabbi Meir, I mer ach maitihu mimakom acher Truma u'Meisers. Rabbi Meir says, you can take off Truma Meisers from this produce even to cover for a different produce. Even though from this produce you've already taken off part of the Truma Meisers, and this produce is partially tevel and partially not tevel, you can take off Truma Meisers from this produce to cover for a different produce that's 100% tevel. As according to Rabbi Meir, when you take off the Truma Meisers from this produce to cover for a different produce, we'll assume that you're taking off from produce that had not yet been covered by the partial Truma Meisers that you already took, so therefore you can take off Truma Meisers from this produce to cover for a different produce, even though this produce is partially tevel, while the other produce is 100% tevel. Somebody who had his fruit in a storage. And the owner of the fruit gave one saw of the fruit to a levi, ostensibly for miser region. And he gave one saw of the fruit to an ani, ostensibly for miser ani, as was the third or sixth year of Shemitah, and they didn't. And in the third and sixth year of Shemitah, instead of taking off Maizer Sheni, Maizer Ani is taken off to be given to the Ani. Now the owner of this fruit hired a worker. And the deal was that he would give fruit to the worker, and the worker didn't trust the owner of the fruit. And the owner of the fruit was an Amaret who was not versed in Hilchos Trumas and Meisers, so therefore the worker doesn't know if the owner takes off Meisers or not, but he did see him that he gave a saw to a Levi and a saw to an Ani, so the worker can assume that the saw that was given to a Levi was from Maizer Rishon, and the saw that was given to an ani was for Maizer ani. So the din is mafrich achmona son va'oichon divar Rabbi Meir. The worker can now separate 8 saw from the fruits of the Baal HaBayis, and he can eat those 8 saw. And the 2 saw that was given, one to an ani and one to a levi, would cover for the next 8 saw of fruit of the Baal HaBayis. So therefore, the next 8 saw that he is served by the Baal HaBayis, he can assume it was covered by the maizer that was given to the levi and to the ani. According to the Chacham, the worker cannot eat the next 8 saw that he was served by the Baal HaBayis. Instead, he can only separate the amount that he's going to eat for that suda alone. And even though the Baal HaBayis gave an entire saw to a levi and an entire saw to an ani, we can only assume that the Baal HaBayis was taking off enough maizer to cover for this meal alone. So maybe part of the saw that he gave to the levi was a matana, was a gift, and only part of it was maizer. So therefore, the worker can only eat the amount that he has served at this meal. He cannot assume that the maaser will cover for the next 8 saw that he has served. Now, an alternative shot is given to this Mishnah by the Mefarshim. That we're talking about where the owner of the fruit had given a saw to a levi for maaser and a saw to an ani for maaser ani. But the owner of the fruit did not specify which eitzah of his fruit this miser is going to cover. And the two saw that he gave from miser would only cover for eitzah of his fruit. He had many more saw than eitzah. According to Rabbi Meir, the owner of the fruit can separate eitzah at any time that he wants, and he can say that the two saw he gave from miser should cover for these eitzah. These eitzah would not be tabled. They would be covered by the miser that he gave, regardless of whether the miser he gave to the laborer to the ani is still in existence at the time he separated the eitzah and specified that he wanted his miser to cover for these eitzah. The Chachamim disagree. According to the Chachamim, he can only separate eitzah to be covered by the miser he already gave to the laborer to the ani if the miser he gave out to the laborer to the ani is still in existence at the time he specified which eitzah he wanted it to cover. And at the time he gave the miser to the laborer to the ani, it didn't cover for any of his fruit since he didn't specify which fruit he wanted to cover. Only at the time he specified which fruit he wanted to cover, that's when the misers will cover it. So the misers have to be existent at the time he specified which fruit he wanted to cover. So therefore, when he specified which fruit he wanted to cover, he had to make a chesed to see how much of the misers is still in existence. According to how much of the miser is still in existence, that's how much fruit it will cover. If all the miser is still in existence, it will cover eight saw. If only half of the miser is still in existence, so it will only cover four saw according to the Chacham.